Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City Royals baseball has been brought to you by Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce, the official barbecue sauce of the Kansas City Royals. The sauce is the boss. Sheet Metal Workers Local 2, Demand Metal Excellence. Capital Federal, True Blue for over 125 years. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. You've been listening to Kansas City Royals baseball on the Royals Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome in. 5-1, the final score. Royals drop game two in Toronto, drop the series to the Blue Jays, and now fall to a new franchise record low, 55 games below 500. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I'm happy to go wherever you want to go, so long as it pertains to Royals baseball. You know what? So long as it pertains to baseball, we can go wherever you want to go. You want to talk about a division race in the National League Central? I'm your man. You want to talk about the wild card postseason position for this Blue Jay ball club or any ball club, let's do it. You want to dive into the X's and O's of this 5-1 loss? Feel free. Again, the number 913-586-7610. Personally, this one it's a tough one to be frustrated by. Loss number 99, you would think I'd be way past that. Of course I don't get frustrated. No, I still get frustrated. Not by this one, though. You had one run. Yeah, two hits. Kept top five in the American League MVP, and you saw why today. 10 strikeouts, 8 innings, 1 run, 2 hits. He was sensational. Sure, we could dive into the decision of Matt Quatrero or Brian Sweeney or Zach Greinke, the decision to pitch to George Springer in the fifth inning, 1-1 game, 2 out, first base was open. Do you give Springer first? Do you pitch to the rookie? Well, Greinke wanted Springer. He got Springer, and he found himself, instead of pitching in a tie game, suddenly with a two-run deficit. Yeah, 1-1 until that decision to pitch to George Springer in the fifth inning backfires. 3-1 Toronto after the fifth. They would score one more in the sixth, once in the seventh, and that's how we arrive at the final score, 5-1 Jays. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. But even if you intentionally walk George Springer there, and then you get Spencer Horowitz, even if you get him to ground out, and those runs don't score in the fifth inning, it's 1-1 going to the sixth. No guarantee the Royals win this game. I mean, they didn't score again. So even if it's 1-1, where's that second run coming from? Again, Royals one run on two hits. They had 10 strikeouts. But what I want to dive into, what I find interesting in this game today is, again, there is no shame in tipping your cap to Kevin Gausman. Again, 217 strikeouts in 167 innings this season. Top five in the American League in ERA, in everything that matters. He's a really good pitcher. But of those 10 strikeouts, 9 of them came against the 24-year-olds. The 24-year-olds who, if you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, you know how I feel. Okay, Cole Reagans is pitching tomorrow, so he's going to be the top story. Brady Singer, when he returns to the mound, he'll be the top story. But in 75-80% of the remaining 19 games this season, the biggest story is going to be the 24-year-olds in the starting lineup. Today, there were four of them. MJ Melendez, Nelson Velasquez, Nick Prado, and Drew Waters. I think the 24-year-olds on this team cause the most debate among Royals fans. If I say Nick Prado, I can find a Royals fan that believes that guy is our Gold Glove first baseman for the next decade. I can find someone else that says you should trade him tomorrow. Same thing with Drew Waters. Same thing with MJ Melendez. I'm sure I could find fans on one side or the other of Nelson Velasquez as well. The four 24-year-olds on this team in this lineup today, they want to combine 1-for-12 against Gausman. 9 of the 10 strikeouts that Gausman was able to pile up today, 9 of the 10 came from those 24-year-olds. MJ punched out twice and walked once. Nelson Velasquez went 0-for-3 with a pair of punch-outs. Drew Waters went 1-for-3 with a 2-out double and a pair of punch-outs. Nick Prado went 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, including one looking, just staring at a 95-mile-per-hour piece of cheese. So this game today, that performance by the 24-year-olds, the guys that, in my opinion, are most responsible for swinging the pendulum one way or the other. The pendulum either towards, hey, this team has a bright future, or the other way towards, I'm afraid of what 2024 is going to look like. To me, it all boils down to the 24-year-olds on this team. Of course, pitching. Sure. The only way that next season is any better than this season is if you pitch better. I'm not going to pretend as if these young bats are more important than the starting pitching next season. But you need both if you're going to be a good team. You need offense and you need pitching. The offense of 2024 and maybe 2025, the production is directly tied to those 24-year-olds who today, against a sensational right-handed starting pitcher, went 1-for-12 with 9 punch-outs. Phone lines are open. Does this say more about them, or is it simply put, turn the page, credit to Kevin Gausman, and I'll catch you tomorrow for Cole Reagans Day up in Toronto? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals lose Game 2, 5-1, your final score. We get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Vern here to remind you Royals fans that 1 hour before first pitch every game day, I give you a chance to win a pair of tickets on the new trivia game, It's the Pitch Clock. You can hear that, the On Deck Show, every Royals game, and every post game show on your phone, tablet, or smart speaker with the Odyssey app. And if you ever miss a show, just check out the podcast, All Things Vern. I join Fesco in the morning, Mondays at 8 a.m., Cody and Gold, Wednesdays at 12:30, and every Friday with CDOT on the drive. Your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City is 610 Sports Radio.
Tailgates and turkey? Yes, please. This season, hit it out of the park with U.S. soy-fed turkey. Versatile, tasty, and truly different. Turkey can be used for succulent sliders, killer kebabs, championship chili, or even brilliant burnt ends. You can get all of the recipes and register for a chance to win the ultimate prize pack worth nearly $2,000, including a portable Traeger grill, Yeti cooler, Royals gear, and much more at tailgatewithturkey.com. You'll be the pride of the parking lot. Come on, KC, turn up your tailgate at tailgatewithturkey.com.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at CM Moe's and Son.
Coming to terms with a dying ACE unit is tough. I know because I've been there. I tried to get my old unit to last just one more summer, and boy, did I pay the price. Longest summer of my life. So trust me, if you need to replace your AC, just call CM Moe's and Son. My team is on time and can take care of any type of AC replacement. Visit cmmoesandson.com to schedule your free estimate. CM Moe's and Son. License 202-919. Terms and conditions apply. Well, I gotta get back to it.
Dispatch, this is Mindy. Go ahead.
Having unexpected car trouble or just in a car accident? accident? You need Jay Southland Tow Service. They have 20 years of experience and service the KC metro area. They specialize in light, medium, and heavy duty, also in commercial transport and construction equipment. Keep this number handy, 816-779-4TOW, or go to southlandtow.com. Use the tow service trusted by most local police departments, Jay Southland Tow. There's nothing they can't do, so be in the know and use Jay Southland Tow.
The Kansas City Credit Union wants to make sure all younger baseball fans finish strong this season. That's why they've teamed up with the YMCA for the Catch Success program. Catch Success is a financial wellness program that teaches KC kids how to better manage their money. When you open a savings or checking account at KCCU and mention Catch Success, Kansas City Credit Union will donate $50 to the Linwood YMCA. Plus, you'll enjoy a one-month free membership at the Y. Learn more at kccu.net/catchsuccess. When you save, we all win.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
KFC's new chicken nuggets. Hand-breaded, original recipe, 100% white meat chicken nuggets. The perfect back-to-school dinner option for...
Are those chicken nuggets?
Yeah, I was thinking we could...
Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets!
What is happening?
It's dinner time. Order KFC original recipe chicken nuggets, 10 pieces for just $5. You've never had nuggets like these. That's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Ugh, I don't have time for a cold.
Honey.
Honey?
You need DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious. Power through your day, medicine.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When looking for a partner in your property search, know that agents who are realtors are different. Realtors are bound by a code of ethics, putting your best interests first. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
This is Camp Classic. For fans of Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars, the OG granola bar that started it all. Crunch into the real honey and whole grain oats in every single bite. Nature Valley.
Miss C-Dot and Patrick Mahomes, check out the podcast page at 610sports.com.
KCSB Kansas City.
WDAF HD2 Liberty. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Olivares unloads on one, hits it deep left center and gone. A long home run, Edward Olivares, and he ties the game 1-1.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Edward Olivares, a two-out solo job there in the fifth inning to tie the game up at one. He wasn't waiting around, his 10th home run of the season. First pitch slider in the middle of the plate. He belts it 431 feet. Ollie, now in six games since returning from Omaha, has seven hits, seven RBI, and a batting average of 438. So a 1-1 game heading to the bottom of the fifth inning, and that's where we arrive at the decision to pitch to George Springer.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Greinke, coming out for his third inning of work, walks Alejandro Kirk and then gives up a double to Varsho. So you have second and third with nobody out. He somehow gets Ernie Clement to fly out to shallow left. Runners do not advance. He strikes out Kevin Kiermaier on a changeup. By the way, Greinke, 4 strikeouts today. He's now 34 away from 3,000 in his career and 5 strikeouts away from Brett Saberhagen for the 4th most in franchise history. So following that strikeout to Kevin Kiermaier, still 2 on and both in scoring position, but now with 2 outs, that brought Springer to the dish. Brian Sweeney goes out to the mound. They have a little discussion. Greinke decides to pitch to the World Series MVP and one of the best leadoff hitters of this generation, George Springer. First pitch, a slider up in the zone. Outside part of the plate, but still, elevated. Nice swing by George Springer. He pokes it into center field. Both runs come in to score, and the 1-1 game is no more. Toronto goes in front 3-1. The next batter, the rookie, Spencer Horwitz, grounds out to the second baseman. Would that have happened if George Springer's on first? Would it have been an inning-ending 4-3 ground out? No runs come across to score. Who knows? But those 2 runs did come across to score, making it 3-1 Toronto. They would go on to win 5-1. Greinke suffers the loss. He's now 1-15. Greinke hasn't won a game in more than 4 months. Greinke hasn't won a game away from Kauffman Stadium since before he rejoined the Royals. It's his 91st loss as a member of the Kansas City Royals. He's now 1 shy of Kevin Apier for 4th most in franchise history. Let's hear what Greinke had to say after this one to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Good, just made a couple mistakes and just didn't work out overall. Probably the biggest mistakes, I threw a fastball down the middle to Vlad and fastball down the middle to Biggio. Besides that, felt all right, just they did a good job.
On the Springer home run there, was that just a location or he went and got it, or was it from your vantage point?
It wasn't perfect, but it was a decent enough pitch. I'd have been happy throwing that and seeing what the results would be, but he hit on the barrel and got a home run, obviously. He had a really big game today.
What do you think makes George Springer so tough? I know you've faced him quite a bit in your career.
He's just an all-around player. Plays good defense, runs the bases, hits the ball hard a lot. Just all-around good player.
With the Massey Witt flip there and that nice play up the middle, I know they've done that a few times. What does it mean to know that those 2 guys can do something like that behind you while you're pitching?
Yeah, that was the best one they did. That was really, really good play.
Yeah, it sure was. Zach Greinke, 3 2/3 innings, 4 runs on 6 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. A tremendous play to finish off the 7th inning by Michael Massey, Bobby Witt Jr., and Nick Prado. Greinke's already out of the game. Greinke left with 2 outs in the 6th. But there, bottom of the 7th inning, Royals trail 5-1 at this point, but there's a runner on first, Vladimir Guerrero at the dish, and 2 outs. Guerrero grounds it hard up the middle, and Michael Massey from the second base position ranges to his right, behind the second base bag, and he's ranging into shallow center field, and he slides to make the backhanded stab. Slides on his knees into center field, and as he stabs the ball with the backhanded glove, he pushes it to Bobby Witt Jr., who's meeting him behind the dish. Bobby collects the flip and throws a bullet to Prado at first for a gorgeous 4-6-3 putout. We've seen those 2 combine to make that play at least 3 other times this season. Greinke said it. You heard Matt Quatrero say it earlier. That was by far the best of the 4 instances of the 4-6-3 putout. Royals lose 5-1. Let's go to Raj in the Ozarks. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Raj, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I was kind of waiting for it. Real good. Real good on the porch just after repping some high school football across Missouri. So
nice.
All good. But
nice.
I was hoping a night would come like this where you didn't really have a subject topic I could call on. But I want you to, just like you're sitting at the World Series of Poker and you got your 2 down cards, I want you to get peek at them and peek at that 2024 schedule coming up a little bit.
Okay.
Here's my goals for next year for them, how I'd like them to try to start. And I don't think the goals are too lofty I'm going to set for them. Mm-hmm. The first 13 games, I think I need him to go 7-6, mainly because
Roger, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't you think it's foolish? Listen, I'm fine with that record, but I don't care who they play as far as the. I see Baltimore and Houston. I can assume those two teams are going to be good, but Minnesota, Chicago, the Mets, the White Sox.
You see how many home games they have the first 13?
No, but that doesn't bode well. They never hit well at home in April.
I know, but...
So don't set yourself up for disaster, my friend.
I just want us to have a chance. So I'd really like to see them go 7-6 the first 13 games and then go 6-7 because that next 13 is a gauntlet. And I'd just like to see them start with that first chop 26 games and try to go 13-13. That would be my goal, Vern. It really would. And 7-6 is the reason I say that is because I believe nine or ten of them are at home of the
first
13.
But, Raj, who's pitching those games?
We've got to get off to a good start.
Who's pitching those games, though?
I don't even know who's going to be in the outfield the way I was hitting now.
I just don't think it's wise to even ask this team to go 500 over any 26-game stretch because I don't know who's pitching game three.
Well, it might be wishful thinking. You might be exactly right. But I'm kind of looking forward to next year. I got a kick out of looking at peeking at the schedule as we start the season next year. And, these next 19 games are going to be about as meaningful as a vapor trail on a C-130 going across the sky. So... But Ollie hitting the ball now, the outfield training camp is, boy, some big decisions to be made, and I'm kind of looking forward to them. So that's all I got for you today. Hope you have a great weekend, Vern. Appreciate you.
You do the same. Always nice hearing from you. Listen, I'll get excited about 2024. It's going to be a lot like how this offseason was. I was down, dejected, crestfallen. Dreading spring training. And this is going to sound strange, but until they signed Jordan Lyles and Zach Greinke, I had absolutely no hope for 2023. No hope. But as I look ahead to 2024, until they make a free agent splash, or make the type of off-season acquisition, trade or free agency, until you bring someone in that you and I, Raj, can have a real debate of who gets the ball on opening day. Is it Reagans? Is it Singer? Is it this guy? Until that guy shows up, I'm not excited for 2024. Now, I love baseball. I still show up today fired up to watch what the 24-year-olds are going to do. And Raj, I love your outfield training camp, as you call it. Now, Raj likes to look at Olivares and Isbell and Velasquez and Melendez, and you could throw Nick Lofton in there. Likes to look at the options that this team, Drew Waters, has in the outfield. What is the starting outfield for the 2024 Royals? And while, yes, I think that's interesting, not that I have the answer, but to me, there's a clear four that stand out when it comes to the outfielders. Right? MJ, Velasquez, Isbell, and Waters. Edward Olivares, it's been real. Your bat is electric. But your defense is atrocious. Your baseball IQ doesn't always show up. And you're 3-4 years older than the rest of the guys I just named. Sayonara, my friend. So to me, the outfield debates, the outfield training camp, 19 games remaining, things can change, sure. But I think it's somewhat sewn up. The 24-year-olds, to me, And Raj, you know as well as anyone, you and I, you and any Royals fan can go back and forth on all of them. Nick Prado, Drew Waters, Nelson Velasquez, MJ Melendez, right? Three of those outfielders that we just mentioned. Nick Prado's in that group of first baseman / DH. I guess he can moonlight in the outfield, but I'm not interested in watching Nick Prado in the outfield anymore, to be quite honest with you. You're either a first baseman or you're trade bait. So to me, the 24-year-olds are interesting and will be interesting tomorrow as they square off with Jose Berríos. Will be when they go to the south side of Chicago. Those are the guys, to me, that can change the conversation around them over the final 19 games. I don't know many other Royals that can do that. Salvi at the end of the year, regardless of what happens over the final 19. Bobby Witt, Mikel Garcia, the conversation's going to be the same no matter what happens down the stretch. And I know Bobby's not off to a, Bobby's having a rough 6-7 game stretch. Okay, or a rough week. Now, heaven forbid. But Edward Olivares, Michael Massey, I don't see them able to do enough in the final 19 to change the conversation surrounding their ability to help this team moving forward. The 24-year-olds, though, Nick Prado needs to finish strong because I don't know who's in his corner right now. MJ Melendez, just hang on, buddy. Finish with that 850 OPS in the second half. Melendez today 0-for-3 with a walk. Drew Waters, slightly better than a league average hitter since the All-Star break. I'll take it. OPS of 743 since the All-Star break. League average is about 730. 743 OPS for Drew Waters, 46 games, 9 stolen bases, and some solid defense to boot. Appreciate the phone call, Raj. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. 9 of Kevin Gausman's 10 strikeouts today, courtesy of those 24-year-olds I just mentioned. Gausman with his 8th. Double-digit strikeout performance of the season. 913-586-7610. My game notes is always brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Gabe in Independence writes in, Vern, Michael Massey is getting like Kyle Isbell. Should we keep him for his defense and surround him with hitters? That's my question. Signed, Gabe in Independence. Well, here's the thing, Gabe, and that's a fair point. A point that I was thinking about during the game today. How many of those guys can one team have? Guys where you say, hey, get the bunt down, move the runner, do the fundamentals offensively. But I'm not looking at you to drive the bus, as HUD would say. I just want you to do the fundamentally sound thing at the dish, and then I need that defense to be superb. How many guys can one good team have in the starting lineup on a daily basis? Well, the answer is one or two. We can't have more than two. And if you're going to have two, they better be up the middle. So second base and center field. Okay, yeah. Gabe, I think you can get by. I think you can get by with a defense first, second baseman, and center field. But MJ's got to hit 25 home runs. The other corner outfielder needs to be an above league average hitter. Bobby needs to be, well, Bobby. I need some pop for my corner infield. And I need an offensive boost from my catcher. Right? If I'm going to say that second base, that two of my starting seven aren't bringing much offensively on a nightly basis. Yeah, I need them surrounded by a lot of pop. Honestly, Gabe, what I think is more likely is a guy like Isbell, a guy like Massey, find themselves in a platoon. At second base, in center field, we'll, Or maybe Kyle Isbell ends up as a fourth outfielder and Michael Massey ends up in a platoon. It's a fun question. Certainly a debate we'll have all offseason long on the Hot Stove Show. Appreciate you listening. Text line's always there for you. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals lose in Toronto. They drop the series to the Jays, and they fall to a new franchise low, 55 games below 500. The record, 44-99. Good news, though. Cole Reagans pitches tomorrow afternoon. We'll have more on that, and we'll head back inside the Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Good health starts with healthy food. That goes for dogs, too. The Farmer's Dog delivers fresh, human-grade food right to your door. So it's easy to quit the burnt brown balls and feed your dog real food. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/dogdays.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at CM Moe's and Son.
Well, boy, it's getting hot out there, and I can't imagine surviving summer without AC. Now, if your AC is making funny noises, just needs a once-over, or your home isn't as cool as it used to be, call CM Moe's and Son. My team is on time, total pros, and can take care of any type of AC repair. Visit cmmoesandson.com to get your AC back in tip-top shape. CM Moes and Son, license 202-919. Well, I gotta get back to it.
Dispatch, this is Mindy, go ahead.
The Kansas City Credit Union wants to make sure all younger baseball fans finish strong this season. That's why they've teamed up with the YMCA for the Catch Success program. Catch Success is a financial wellness program that teaches KC kids how to better manage their money. When you open a savings or checking account at KCCU and mention Catch Success, Kansas City Credit Union will donate $50 to the Linwood YMCA. Plus, you'll enjoy a 1 month free membership at the Y. Learn more at kccu.net/catch success. When you save, we all win.
Get ready for the upcoming NFL season with incredible offers from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. And all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off the NFL Sunday ticket fresh from YouTube and YouTube TV. Now is the perfect time to join FanDuel. The app is easy to use and you can bet on everything for this upcoming NFL season. So visit FanDuel.com. Use my promo code CDOT if you want to kick the NFL season off with an offer that you don't want to miss. FanDuel, an official partner of the NFL and also 610 Sports Radio. 21 and present in Kansas. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued. A non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires in 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under agreement. Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem. Getting help is your best bet. Call 1-800-522-4700. Visit KSGamblingHelp.com. NFL Sunday ticket offer ends September 18th of 2023. No free funds. Terms and embargoes apply. $100 off NFL Sunday ticket. Not on YouTube TV. YouTube TV base plan required to watch YouTube TV. Redemption requires a Google account and a current form of payment. Commercials excluded. Subscription renews. Cancel anytime.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
The Garmin Kansas City 5K, 10K, half marathon, and full marathon returns. KC's largest and most exhilarating race event will take you through incredible neighborhoods and past amazing landmarks. Participants receive an official Garmin Kansas City marathon shirt, finisher's medal, and professional photos. Celebrate during the Finish Line Festival with free food, beer, massages, and more. The Garmin Kansas City Marathon, Saturday, October 21st. Go to kcmarathon.org for details and registration. That's kcmarathon.org.
Looking to make a difference? Volunteer for your local fire department. Join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Visit makemeafirefighter.org.
Hey, this is Brett Veach, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
2-1, bounce past the mound to the left of second. Sliding stop by Mass in the outfield. Witt Jr. recovers, throws to first, and he got him! Oh, man!
Nicholas Batters on the call as he fills in for Jake Eisenberg this weekend in Toronto. A sensational play for the third out of that seventh inning, helping out Steven Cruz, who came in relief of Angel Zerpa, and he gets Vladdy Jr. to ground out for his first out of that four-out appearance for Steven Cruz. Yeah, that great defensive play kept it 5-1 Toronto, and that would be the final score. Royals dropped the game, dropped the series, and now hope to avoid a sweep. The finale comes your way tomorrow afternoon. Tough game to hang your head about. You were just dominated by Kevin Gausman. 10 strikeouts across 8 innings of one-run baseball. 2 hits allowed for the stud right-hander. Keep in mind, the Royals now, well, they did coming into the game, and they do leaving the game. Worst road offense in Major League Baseball, averaging 3.41 runs per game on the road. Worst in the sport. So credit to Kevin Gausman. He picks up the win. Zach Greinke the loss. Greinke now 1-15. 9 of the 10 strikeouts recorded by Kevin Gausman came at the hands of those 24-year-olds. Prado with 3, Waters with a pair, Velasquez with a pair, Melendez with a pair of punchies as well. All right, let's go to the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Ryan from Olathe shouts out James MacArthur pitching well in his role as the opener today. Yeah, he sure did. 6 up, 6 down on 23 pitches, and he was helped out in a big way by a sensational play from Bobby Witt Jr., the leadoff hitter George Springer. First batter of the game for MacArthur. Hits a high chopper, and I mean a high chopper, right in front of the plate. Bounces so high it makes it over the mound, and Bobby Witt Jr.'s charging it, waiting for it to fall. When it falls, it takes one hop off the turf, and with a bare hand and one fluid motion, Bobby corrals the baseball and throws a bullet to Prado at first for the first out. Speaking of James MacArthur, let's hear what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Good. Just try to go out there and execute pitches. Treat it like coming out of the bullpen in the first inning, and then just try to eat up some quick outs and put up zeros.
Did you change anything about your approach or anything like that, warming up, or was it just pretty much the same as you normally would have done?
No, I treated it exactly like I would have out of coming out of the bullpen, and then just warmed up when Gausman went out in the first and came out just as if it would have been the seventh inning.
And to get a lot of ground balls there, was that something that you were trying to work your pitches down in the zone and give them the rollover on it?
Yeah, I think with throwing sinkers and sliders, you're going to get a lot of ground balls. So that's always kind of been part of my game. So it was nice that it worked out today.
You opened for Greinke tonight. I mean, on a bigger scale, what's it been like to share a clubhouse with him, watch him prepare, do those kinds of things?
Yeah, I think you learn a lot from these veteran guys, just about their routine and the way they go about their business. Just trying to stick to a good routine and get as much as you can out of your throwing program every day and, read scouting reports and be ready for the other team coming in and have a plan.
How much confidence have you grown since when you came up, made your MLB debut to now?
I definitely feel a little more comfortable, like, getting there, but, you know, still got a lot of work to do. Just trying to take every day as, like, learning opportunities, whether it's good or bad, and move on for the next day and try to take the good, learn from the bad. Like,
James MacArthur, after his, second start of the season for the Royals, second time serving as the opener, hopefully taking some confidence into his next outing. Again, six up, six down with a punch out and five ground ball outs. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. John in Mission writes in, Vern, you said we can ask anything baseball related, right? Well, what's your favorite baseball movie? I got Major League. Yeah, Major League, Major League 2, I love them both. Bull Durham. I would say it's between Bull Durham and The Sandlot, and I'm going to lean Sandlot. To me, that's pure baseball joy, that movie start to finish. Thanks, John. I know it's a kid's movie, but I turn into a kid every time I watch it. Dan and KCK's all excited for Cole Reagans tomorrow. How can you not be? From the 816, Vern, do we still have a shot at setting the record for most losses in baseball history? No. The record is 120. The Royals at most can lose 118. The record for an American League team is 119. So Royals are in the clear. Royals right now on pace to finish the year 50-112. Few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. From the 913, Vern, what would someone give us for Kyle Isbell? I'll tell you, nothing. So why do we want him? First of all, I'm not sitting here campaigning to keep Kyle Isbell. So I don't feel like fighting you and defending Kyle Isbell, but defensively, he's one of the best center fielders in the sport. He could stick around as a fourth outfielder for at least another three and a half, four years. I'm not saying that needs to be here. You know, the hope is that enough talent is brought into this organization that the decision's made for us. That the decision's made for J.J. Piccolo, that you all of a sudden have so many talented outfielders that we can let a quality glove like Kyle Isbell go. But you're right. What would you get in return for Kyle Isbell? Some, you know, A-ball reliever, some lottery ticket that's pitching in the Dominican Summer League? Maybe. But you're right. I understand what you're saying. Pam writes in, Vern, given this team's record, and given the fact that this has been an evaluation season, in your opinion, how many of these players can we truly afford to keep and justify it and say it's a Major League Baseball product? How many? That's kind of tough. I would say that you need to replace at least 12 spots on this team. Here's a quick breakdown. And I guess it kind of changes today with Freddie Fermin done for the season. You know, but Bobby, Michael, Salvi, those guys are consistent, have proven to be consistent. I think Vinny and Freddie Fermin proved to be consistent in their roles. I think Cole Reagans and Brady Singer have proven to be consistent. Jordan Lyles, innings-wise, proves to be consistent. So there's eight players right there going into next season. Now, you're always going to have, you know, position battles, the five spot, you know, maybe the four spot in the rotation. You know, three of the current guys in the bullpen will vie and likely grab a spot in next year's bullpen. So there's five arms. You know, of those 24-year-olds, let's say two of them can stick around. You know, so now we're up to 14 of the 26 position players. So that means you need to replace 12? Yeah. I'd say anywhere between 7 and 12 need to be replaced on this 26-man roster. So there you go, Pam. There's your answer. It's easy to say a number. Now you kind of want to know the names, right? Okay, we're replacing them. Are we replacing them with more talented names, or is it just one pile of you-know-what for another pile of you-know-what? Pam, I appreciate you listening. Cole Reagans pitches tomorrow, Pam. I know you're excited about that. How can you not be excited about a pitching matchup of Cole Reagans and Jose Berríos? It's a 12:37 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. All right, so again, just turn the page. Kevin Gausman dominated you. You got 19 more games to evaluate the 24-year-olds. You got the 25-year-old Cole Reagans on the bump tomorrow looking to keep it rolling. The biggest test of his young career. Thanks to James Howell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, Kansas City. Take care. Enjoy the beautiful weather, eh?
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled program.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming into the game and they do leaving the game. Worst road offense in Major League Baseball, averaging 3.41 runs per game on the road. Worst in the sport. So credit to Kevin Gausman. He picks up the win. Zach Greinke, the loss. Greinke now 1-15. 9 of the 10 strikeouts recorded by Kevin Gausman came at the hands of those 24-year-olds. Prado with 3, Waters with a pair, Velasquez with a pair, Melendez with a pair of punchies as well. All right, let's go to the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Ryan from Olathe shouts out James MacArthur pitching well in his role as the opener today. Yeah, he sure did. 6 up, 6 down on 23 pitches, and he was helped out in a big way by a sensational play from Bobby Witt Jr., the leadoff hitter George Springer. First batter of the game for MacArthur. Hits a high chopper, and I mean a high chopper, right in front of the plate. Bounces so high it makes it over the mound, and Bobby Witt Jr.'s charging it, waiting for it to fall. When it falls, it takes one hop off the turf, and with a bare hand and one fluid motion, Bobby corrals the baseball and throws a bullet to Prado at first for the first out. Speaking of James MacArthur, let's hear what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Good. Just try to go out there and execute pitches. Treat it like coming out of the bullpen in the first inning, and then just try to eat up some quick outs and put up zeros.
Did you change anything about your approach or anything like that, warming up, or was it just pretty much the same as you normally would have done?
No, I treated it exactly like I would have out of coming out of the bullpen, and then just warmed up when Gausman went out in the first and came out just as if it would have been the seventh inning.
And to get a lot of ground balls there, was that something that you were trying to work your pitches down in the zone and give them the rollover on it?
Yeah, I think with throwing sinkers and sliders, you're going to get a lot of ground balls. So that's always kind of been part of my game. So it was nice that it worked out today.
You opened for Greinke tonight. I mean, on a bigger scale, what's it been like to share a clubhouse with him, watch him prepare, do those kinds of things?
Yeah, I think you learn a lot from these veteran guys, just about their routine and the way they go about their business. Just trying to stick to a good routine and get as much as you can out of your throwing program every day and, read scouting reports and be ready for the other team coming in, have a plan.
How much confidence have you grown since when you came up, made your MLB debut to now?
I definitely feel a little more comfortable, like, getting there, but still got a lot of work to do. Just trying to take every day as, like, learning opportunities, whether it's good or bad, and move on for the next day and try to take the good and learn from the bad.
It's James MacArthur after his, second start of the season for the Royals, second time serving as the opener, hopefully taking some confidence into his next outing. Again, six up, six down with a punch out and five ground ball outs. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. John in Mission writes in, Vern, you said we can ask anything baseball related, right? Well, what's your favorite baseball movie? I got Major League. Yeah, Major League, Major League 2, I love them both. Bull Durham. I would say it's between Bull Durham and The Sandlot, and I'm going to lean Sandlot. To me, that's pure baseball joy, that movie start to finish. Thanks, John. And I know it's a kid's movie, but I turn into a kid every time I watch it. Dan and KCK's all excited for Cole Reagans tomorrow. How can you not be? From the 816, Vern, do we still have a shot at setting the record for most losses in baseball history? No. The record is 120. The Royals at most can lose 118. The record for an American League team is 119. So Royals are in the clear. Royals right now on pace to finish the year 50-112. Few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. From the 913, Vern, what would someone give us for Kyle Isbell? I'll tell you, nothing. So why do we want him? First of all, I'm not sitting here campaigning to keep Kyle Isbell, so I don't feel like fighting you and defending Kyle Isbell, but defensively, he's one of the best center fielders in the sport. He could stick around as a fourth outfielder for at least another three and a half, four years. I'm not saying that needs to be here. You know, the hope is that enough talent is brought into this organization that the decision's made for us. That the decision's made for J.J. Piccolo, that you all of a sudden have so many talented outfielders that we can let a quality glove like Kyle Isbell go. But you're right. What would you get in return for Kyle Isbell? Some, A-ball reliever, some lottery ticket that's pitching in the Dominican Summer League? Maybe. But you're right. I understand what you're saying. Pam writes in, Vern, given this team's record, and given the fact that this has been an evaluation season, in your opinion, how many of these players can we truly afford to keep and justify it and say it's a Major League Baseball product? How many? That's kind of tough. I would say that you need to replace at least 12 spots on this team. Here's a quick breakdown. And I guess it kind of changes today with Freddie Fermin done for the season. But Bobby, Michael, Salvi, those guys are consistent, have proven to be consistent. I think Vinny and Freddie Fermin proved to be consistent in their roles. I think Cole Reagans and Brady Singer have proven to be consistent. Jordan Lyles, innings-wise, proves to be consistent. So there's eight players right there going into next season. Now, you're always going to have, you know, position battles, the five spot, you know, maybe the four spot in the rotation. You know, three of the current guys in the bullpen will vie and likely grab a spot in next year's bullpen. So there's five arms. You know, of those 24-year-olds, let's say two of them can stick around. You know, so now we're up to 14 of the 26 position players. So that means you need to replace 12? Yeah. I'd say anywhere between 7 and 12 need to be replaced on this 26-man roster. So there you go, Pam. There's your answer. It's easy to say a number. Now you kind of want to know the names, right? Okay, we're replacing them. Are we replacing them with more talented names, or is it just one pile of you-know-what for another pile of you-know-what? Pam, I appreciate you listening. Cole Reagans pitches tomorrow, Pam. I know you're excited about that. How can you not be excited about a pitching matchup of Cole Reagans and Jose Berríos? It's a 12:37 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. All right, so again, just turn the page. Kevin Gausman dominated you. You got 19 more games to evaluate the 24-year-olds. You got the 25-year-old Cole Reagans on the bump tomorrow looking to keep it rolling. The biggest test of his young career. Thanks to James Howell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, Kansas City. Take care. Enjoy the beautiful weather, eh?
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programs.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.